way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
I didn't contribute anything.
The problem is that I don't want to be loud anymore because of my face. Because the louder I get, the more I get a little bit more.
You look better.
Thank you.
You are on the mend.
I feel like I can talk better now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like every morning my wife does, okay, smile, now blink. Mm. Okay, now try to whistle.
I didn't know you lost your whistle with the whole thing.
Well, I mean.
Oh, man.
Now that really, wow, now it really comes into perspective for me that this was truly a trial.
I mean. Thankfully, I persevered, or am in...
You're persevering.
Currently.
Yes.
In perseverance. In, yeah. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode... See, again, now I'm, like, self-conscious, because this is the first time I've heard myself in the headphones since half my face stopped
working.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 84 of...
I could hear it.
I think if you put the mic on the side of your face that works, it would help.
Yeah, because it's on the wrong side.
It's true.
Let's see if I can spin this around. And
oh, yeah, that is better.
That.
Be sure you put the sock back on.
Yep.
All the way.
Yep, okay.
No, that is good. Now say a word that starts with F, but that's acceptable for the podcast. Fire truck.
Futter nuts. Butter stuff.
Because it's your F's that...
Yeah, F's, P's, and B's, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yes, welcome and thank you. It's been a minute since we've done this.
Yep. And since we were last together, you got herpes.
I had herpes.
Face herpes.
I had it the whole time.
Cold sore herpes.
It's not. It was shingles. It remains shingles. They still exist. Lo, these many weeks later, I am shingled.
Hmm. And that's what made half your face fall asleep?
Yeah. And so
I thought that was the herp.
Well, it was herp induced.
Oh.
Because
shingles is a herpes strain of herpes.
You are correct. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Chicken pox is too then?
That would be.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you only get herpes if you've had the pox.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So yeah, here I am. I spent my 41st birthday ailing from shingles and shingles induced Bell's palsy,
which made it look like you had a major stroke.
Yes.
Yeah. First time I saw you, I was very taken aback.
Yeah. First time he sees me. Oh God, your face. What happened? hi.
Well then I caught myself. It was out of concern and care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what I got I from that explanation.
Jeez! Thanks. Thanks for that. So yeah, it's been it was pretty much started right after our last episode. This thing is counterbalanced.
Well, put the foot towards the mic.
Well, I had that.
I think you just got to put it to the other side of your laptop.
I haven't.
Okay.
Seen you struggle this much since you adjusted my mic last time.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, Renee's like, why are you home an hour later than normal? Well, Mitch's mic was having a problem, and it took Lane all of that to get it fixed.
But I got it fixed.
You
and
did.
He's never sounded better.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
So, I got shingles, and then I got shingles induced Bell's palsy, and now I have shingles induced post herpetic.
Neuropathy or neuralgia?
Neuralgia. Yep. Neuropathy means death. So we're not quite there yet.
Shingles but
it's, yeah. Like a neuropathy, like if you have, if something is a neuropathy, that's
like I was going to look it up, but I'll let you run with
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Thank you, Dr. Wayne.
Fairly certain of this, you know. Yeah, so the half my face is, I mean, it's starting to come back, like you guys said, but I still have the shingles, and it's on my neck on this side that is also not working, and this post-herpetic neuralgia is basically the nerves are damaged. And so they said, we don't know what to do. So let's just shoot pain signals all the time because, you know, why not? And so then it took me a while to get on some drugs for that. So I'm taking drugs for that. And
like a cream?
No. It is a like nerve pain blocker.
So you could just Evel Knievel at this point and just... wouldn't get hurt.
No, not so much. No, at least not with the dose that I'm on, because it still very much hurts. And okay. I'll have that pretty much every day. It'll be sometime between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., depending where the drugs wear off. And then since it's on my neck and the back of my head, you know, sleeping when you're laying down on a pillow, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I still have this thing. So then I have to wake up.
Can you change the timing of the meds?
Not really, because it's just it's like a 4 hour. I mean, that's how long they last. Right. So it's they wear off and you just got to take more. I'm not on narcotics, just so everyone knows.
You were on steroids, though.
I was.
We could tell.
And you're off of that now? Yeah, I can,
your
I can
head see was the difference. Swelling.
You looked like Barry Bonds. Well, you still look like Barry Bonds.
Thanks.
That's a compliment.
How would that be a compliment, looking like Barry Bonds?
We shouldn't forget, last time we had a half sponsorship.
Right.
For Adam.
We weren't going to say his first name this time.
Well, he came through with payment. So
we were going to say only the other half of his name. Oh,
that's right. My bad. This time. That's right. Mr. Hibbing.
Yes. A period Hibbing.
Has come through. And here's the tricky part. Have you done the paperwork to get us a trade name?
I have not. Mitch and I have discussed it.
Because the check is written to DBA.
Doing business as.
A good bank won't let us
Mitch cash take care of it.
Would you?
No.
I'm bringing it to Sibley, and I'm going to try to cash it. And we can't take that, sir. I want to talk to your manager.
Let me
And
talk.
I will say no.
Management! What do I do? Just write on there... And or Aaron Alons in his Adam Hibbingly way I can.
That sounds like that you're insulting his handwriting.
Well, can't you do like the when you can sign the check over to someone, you say pay to the order of.
That is DBA do that. We need a trade name because we ran.
All we have to do is register a trade name. It's like I think it's $7 at the courthouse.
But tomorrow go to the courthouse.
The problem is then we have to file taxes.
Primgar. Not for a DBA.
Name. Yeah.
The trade name is just the doing business as. Yeah.
I thought that's what you told me and why we didn't have a bank account because.
No, you weren't listening.
Or did you want to do like an LLC for this thing?
No, I didn't. I just said, okay, we've got a check that's made out to Dutch Y Association.
What did you do? You went to your friendly local bank that's not all stuck up like Mitch?
Damn straight I did.
They made you sign it over to yourself then.
No, they gave him the money and everybody was happy.
Oh, okay.
I should be able to go to his bank.
Right.
Well, maybe not either.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem with that is there are co-owners of Dutch by Association, which is why you don't cash a business check for an individual when you don't have paperwork proving the ownership of it, because now he cut out his partners by cashing a check made out to a business, and they have no documentation of who owns that business.
Yeah, I ran into that with Tallgrass Cattle Company. I had someone write a check to Tallgrass and went to the bank, and they were like, nope. So then I went to the other branch of the same bank, and they said, okay.
Yep.
They shouldn't.
Well.
Oh, calm down.
Just because this is recorded, you don't have to be all this way.
No, it's to protect the customer.
Okay.
If there was Alon's contracting, if there was Alon's contracting and you had a brother named Alon's.
Now, stop.
And you were co-owners of it and he went and cashed a check. And because, well, yeah, we know.
Hello. How about common sense? Oh, wait. I know that I'm in Dutch by association because I'm one of the GD announcers.
Well, maybe the check's supposed to be for all three of us, dipshit. That's the point. And you went and cashed it.
So I could bring it back here and set it under. Well, I shouldn't give all the secrets away where we hide the money.
Do not. Good luck finding it in this mess.
Right. I mean, if you want John to be able to go cash a $20,000 check that you never knew that the business was entitled to,
the check then that sounds like a great idea. Dollars. $50. Well,
we had to do that for him too. So I'm tied to a couple, but then your name and your trade name is like known to the whole wide world at that point. You can find is interesting. Have you ever signed for your taxes or through email? You get an email and then you sign for it on your computer.
Do a DocuSign or whatever.
And then it asks you, have you ever been involved with any of these addresses? And it lists like address I lived at 15 years ago. Right, and you're like, holy smokes, how'd you know that?
It's credit report.
What businesses have you been involved with? And one of them's 44 him. It's like, how'd you know that? But so the information's out there. But yeah, every time you get the court report, you'll see in there that somebody started a trade name or two. Yep. So we need to do that. Would you stop at the courthouse tomorrow in Sibley?
Well, we're based in O'Brien, so we really should register in O'Brien.
Oh my God!
You can do it. You can do it through the mail. I did mine through the mail.
This freaking bank job has ruined you.
No, it's not best practice. It's not best practice.
Well, I don't reside in Osceola County.
So what? It's good for everywhere.
Yeah, our podcast is international.
Yes, it is.
We can register it in Spain.
I'm glad you guys are here to tell me why I'm wrong about what I do for my job.
We're not telling you why you're wrong. We're just telling you why you're dumb. Just would you please go to the courthouse?
All time great quote.
Take the paper, go out to the middle area, forge Wayne's signature, my signature, and bring it back in.
Yeah, that seems worth it.
And say, here it is.
What do you figure is going to happen? That we're going to sue you?
He got my $17.
I'm not going to forge anyone's signature for anything. Are you kidding me?
You don't do that for Greta? Where you're like, we're going to need Greta's signature. Oh, she's out in the car. Then you go out to the car and then you sign your wife's name and then you bring it back into the accountant. Good thing my wife was in the car.
I am fairly certain the IRS does not know what my wife's signature looks like.
Poor Mitch. If my boss was listening, I could get fired.
No, I couldn't, but I just...
Severely reprimanded.
I don't like it when people don't understand how things work and then complain about it. And then you explain, well, here's the reason for it. Yeah, but I just don't like it. Oh, well, okay. That's different than, you know, not liking the reason.
But at the same time, you're in a small town where everyone knows everyone.
Uh-huh.
And you understand.
And I know that Smith Contracting LLC, I know the exact ownership
literally
structure.
On the damn podcast. You can't get much more than that.
You're trying to say that it's dumb for a bank to want to verify that.
No, I'm saying it's dumb for you to want to verify it because we're literally talking about it right now.
Well, I'm wondering, I'm going to call your banker tomorrow because I know him. And say, hey, I hear Wayne's in there cashing checks for our joint venture.
No. This goes back to my example of going through the drive-thru at Sibley Iowa State Bank and having you do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
You would say no.
Yeah.
No.
And
no,
you're saying the reason is...
It's principle. I'm doing it out of principle, even though I know damn well exactly where this money came from and exactly where it's going, because I am literally part of this transaction. But no, that's not right. I am virtuosic and true.
Yeah, okay.
There's worse things.
I'll just let you come through with any name. You know, Sibley Sheet Metal.
No, they're
in the same business. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, now. We're talking about a DBA check, cashing a DBA check under your supervision as a bank employee. We're not. That's it. And now you're like, well, what if you go to another business?
Yeah.
You're going to want me to do that? Well, no.
I'm trying to explain to you the reason that you guys get unreasonably angry about that.
Well, I just wanted to borrow $200,000, and then they asked me if I could pay it back. What? That's none of their damn business.
No, you know, that's how you guys act about any of this stuff.
$75 check, and you're throwing $200,000. Well,
I'm talking about a different conversation that we've had, and yeah, okay.
I told them I'm good for it. It's a small town.
I wonder if like your employees wonder if you just permanently walk around with a stick up your ass.
I don't like, at all. Like,
no,
he's the easygoingest guy we've ever had in this office. That's what they say, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's good. Anyways, thank you, Adam Hibbing. You remember
for giving us money that we apparently can't spend because of Captain Do-Gooder over here.
Hooray! Until we get our paper filed and stamped. But he has his business name is on the check too. It's Adam Hibbing, and then it's like maybe H and H
H and D, or isn't it something or H and H Builders? Maybe
that could be what it is. I can't feel remember terrible. The name.
Yeah, I
sorry,
do too.
Adam. But then
I promise if I had to write him a check, it would be to the correct name so he could take it to his bank and deposit it, though.
So when he gave me the check, he, I can only assume jokingly, said, I'm not sure I really need you guys to be bringing me up on the next episode.
I'm not sure
how much I want to be tied into what you guys are up to.
I'm sure that he was just being modest and wanting to say, hey, let's open up the floor to other people, other ideas, other topics. And
so Adam does construction. He's based.
Oh, is that what he does? Here, episode and a half we talked about. I had no idea what he was doing.
That's why I thought I better say it. But he's like the home place, you would say, is kind of, is it by Primgar, Paulina, kind of in the middle, more towards
kind of
Paulina?
In between. He's a Paulina native.
Paulina native.
You think his bank would cash our DBA check?
It says savings bank. Talk about the least descriptive bank name ever. Savings bank. Well, there's only 700 of them around.
Do you know how many people's banks there are?
You know how many Iowa State banks there are?
There's a bunch.
Like seven different completely separate entities that are called Iowa State Bank.
How can they get away with that? There's got to be some sort of like, you know, this is our legal, I mean, maybe the legal name is different than the trade name or whatever, but.
That's the first
better,
thing.
Better not try to cash one of their checks.
No, when somebody calls in and
your online banking isn't working again,
are you at iowastatebank.net?
No, it's iowastatebank.com.
That would be why they're based out of Algona or something. And so, nope.
Let's go to the right one.
Go to the right one, and then it'll work. Oh, pretty good. But that's really confusing. Like, I don't know how that was ever allowed.
I get that doesn't make sense because,
well, who would? I mean, back then, you'd go 10 miles away from your town, and that was the end of it.
Right.
So it's like, well.
I suppose.
The internet changed everything, and.
Yeah,
it ruined everything, according to Bob Geese.
It ruined everything. I told you it was going to happen.
Well,
do you think that maybe does Bernice Geiger have something to do with this? Can we tie this back to Sheldon?
Oh, why Mitch is the way he is?
I don't want to be the next Bernice.
Yeah.
End up in prison.
It starts with a $70 check. Pretty soon I'm funneling OnlyFans money through some sort of shadow account.
I don't know where you associated me with that exactly.
Well,
no,
it's because of your feet thing.
No, I don't like to look at my own feet. So,
which
that's why other people pay
all
to do
of
it.
Our listeners believe that.
No, they have...
I can see them.
If you bend over and suck in?
No, standing straight up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. One at a time, though. Not both at the time.
Well, I'd imagine with banking, he's got to use them quite a bit.
All right, we're going to need help on that one.
One, two, three, four,
five. Oh, sure. Got it. Okay.
Counting on fingers and toes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep, good one.
Well, on that note...
It's time for refills.
I thought that was pretty good, but Aaron is like literally milking his
I'm signaling.
Yeah, he's peered into the bottom of his bottle like seven times. I'm giving you the signal.
Hey, we got to wrap this up, man.
Hey, there's $70 on the $75 on the line here, man. We got to make 50. It's
50. Oh. Remember, he gave
that's
us
right, because he did give us the beer.
Yep.
All right. Let's back with segment two right after this. I know that look. You gave Mitch that look like, oh, well, there's Wayne being dumb again.
Here we go.
Which is funny because Mitch and I will take a stance and you're like, well, I'm going to hop on this bandwagon
now. I think you're talking about the text chains. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Where you guys just pop off and all of a sudden one of you guys overreacts and then the next guy overreacts and I just sit back.
Nobody overreacted. We were having a legit discussion.
I turn notifications off and come back to it like in 45 minutes to an hour. Are they done? Have they wrapped it up? Have they calmed down? One of them finally said, you know what? I can agree with that.
No,
because then it's over.
Nobody had... See, that's the problem with text messaging. You're assuming tone that wasn't there. You're not going to scroll back and read my text message.
I
use one swear word. See, you were riled up. No, I mean, not on the podcast, but I swear without being riled up occasionally.
Got that
it's
from
for
my dad.
It's for effect.
When you say, the F you didn't.
That isn't what I said. No, now you're exaggerating.
The F it wasn't.
Now you're exaggerating.
But you guys do that at least every other week, where all of a sudden, bam, you're just right at each other. It's like, meh.
No, it's not right at each other.
No.
Turn off notifications.
We're engaging in a friendly debate.
Aaron thinks that, like, I believe you can disagree without being disagreeable.
100%.
Or even if you become disagreeable for a little bit, it's like, whatever. We're still friends. Yeah, like, it's okay.
I'm not getting butt hurt.
And Aaron, I think that's the Dutchness in there a little bit. Like, disagreeing at all.
And I think
is disagreeable.
Part of it is that, like, he sees those are raised voices via text.
Yeah.
My anxiety is going
up. I need to look
up
for the exit.
Nope. Turn this off.
I want to go ahead.
Can someone let me know when my dads are okay? My dads. Stop fighting. I love you both.
I just really thought that you did a nice job taking a stand for your MAGA man.
I did not do
and
that.
And then baloney. Towards the end, you were like,
I asked a question.
No, I'm just trying to find information. Standing up for
which is the classic pansy backtrack, you know.
Are we really going to go into this?
No, we're not.
Because I can read it.
No, you don't need to read
anything.
I got the receipts.
But when I was scrolling back through the text chain, I did stumble upon Wyatt being Bobby Knight.
So for real? Was he for real Bobby Knight?
Yeah, he was for real
Bobby Knight.
You never actually bothered to watch it.
Oh, you didn't watch the video, though.
No, I did. Well, where I was, I couldn't have the volume up, and then I forgot about it.
I mean, I was in my truck, so...
So, Sheldon Middle School, in sixth grade, they do what's called Night of the Notables. So, every kid in sixth grade has spent the last couple of months during whatever class it is. I'm not sure. I think it's English class. It's part of that. They had to write a paper about a notable figure from history, whether that was an athlete, a former president, whatever. Could be anything as long as it was relatively school appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. Which Bobby Knight probably, you know.
I wrote about him.
He walks the line a little bit there. But what's funny is Wyatt wanted Chris Farley, and they said, no, you can't. He died of a drug overdose. Which, okay, I understand that.
But wasn't it a heart attack, though?
Induced by a drug overdose. But
then
at the Night of the Notables, there was Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson, and Elvis Presley. And I'm like, can I talk to your teacher here? You know, I must not elect Chris Farley for whatever reason. And I would rather he not choose Chris Farley. You know, you could pick something a little better than that.
Or a serious family. So.
Yeah. Well, I love Chris Farley.
Well, it also shows that he's been shown movies that he should not have been shown due to his age for a very long time.
Well, They're age appropriate. They're PG-13 and he's 12. So it's close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah.
And the opening sentence was, I chose Bobby Knight because he reminds me of my dad. When my dad coaches, he screams and yells at us. And one time I saw him throw a chair across the court.
And the living room.
But the criteria is it has to be a notable figure and they have to be dead. So I don't know why they have to be dead.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Can't be somebody who's currently living.
Gotcha. Who died of natural causes, supposedly.
Or,
I guess. I don't. They apparently forgot about that with Michael Jackson and some other things about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was killed by his doctor. By his doctor.
By his doctor prescribing. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yep. That's much different. Yeah. But the notables. So Wyatt, you had to choose like three people in case other people picked the same person or whatever. But I think Bobby Knight was his number one choice.
Yep. And nobody else picked that.
No.
Which I can believe.
Yeah. Cause you gotta be in kind of a, and I feel like I'm in the same like niche where you're like the elder parent in comparison to like the age of the parents, the other parents. So it's like, these are people like, who's that? Are you going to do a YouTuber? What? Whereas, yeah, we're like the older folk who are like, hell yes.
Oh, yeah. Every dad that's a little bit older, like me, you know, 40 and above, and grandpa that was there.
Yeah.
Every single one stopped at Wyatt's station. And Wyatt didn't gloss over anything. He mentioned that he threw a chair. He mentioned that he choked a player.
He used the chair as a prop.
Yeah, he used the chair as a prop and pretended to throw it. He wanted to actually throw it, and his teacher said, no, can't do that, bud. But it was great. All of the kids did a great job.
All of them?
All of the ones. Well, I went around mainly to Wyatt's friends, and they all did a great job.
Smart kids. Our kids, my boy chooses to hang with.
Right, yeah. Good kids.
But yeah, talked to your wife last night when we were dining at Brady's for the 337th time. And she said that there were some grandpas that came up and like, I watched that game live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they loved it. Like after we had watched Wyatt do his spiel, because the way they do it, it's almost like a wax museum. So these kids are posted up in the hallway all around the whole school.
And was it like you put a quarter in?
So like we had an Indiana basketball that Wyatt had won at Arnold's Park or something. So I cut a slot in it to be a coin slot so people could walk up and put quarters or dollars or whatever.
And it happened to be an Indiana basketball that he won?
Yeah, just happened to be one that we had. It was out in the garage collecting dust anyway. But
like there was dust at the Geese.
Yeah, let's not. That's a figure of speech only.
But yeah, so then people walk up, put a quarter in your thing or a dollar, whatever they choose to give. And then you're supposed to give your spiel. So the kids have to do it. I think Wyatt said he did his 15 times over the course of an hour.
And it's not like a 30-second deal. Like, it's
It was like a 3-minute speech. Yeah. I think he said it was 2 full pages that he had typed out. But yeah, I had watched him. And then I moved down the hallway and I was watching one of his buddies. And then I see a group of like grandpas who would love Bobby Knight come up and they're there. And you can just see him. He starts talking about throwing the chair and then he grabs the chair and pretends to throw it. And they're like, oh, he's going to do it. He's going to really do it. I mean, they just loved it. They just ate it up. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a blast.
I bet going it to was. That. Yeah, that good on him for going a little bit outside the box. To
so, who did you go and see that you learned something about?
You probably knew
everything.
Well, it's all famous people, pretty much.
Obviously, you already know. I mean,
what you don't know about Kirby Puckett or Roberto Clemente or Abraham Lincoln?
Those guys were all there.
Yeah.
Roberto Clemente.
There was a football player. Oh, now I can't remember his name, so it's going to sound dumb that I even brought it up.
So apparently wasn't that notable.
Played for the Vikings.
And he's dead?
Yeah. I don't know. It was like a Jaco or... I don't know. Anyway.
Jim Marshall?
Nope. Not even close.
Not even close. I don't remember anything about it, but I do remember that.
Well, you asked if there's anybody that I didn't know about, and that would have been one of them. One kid was Dale Earnhardt.
Did he have the stash on?
No. He had a racing helmet on because he's from a racing family from...
Missed opportunity.
Primgar originally. Figure eight people.
Go figure.
So he had the authentic outfit and everything. And I like lifted up his helmet. I'm like, what? You don't even have the mustache under there? You're not Dale.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I can't grow a mustache yet.
Yeah, but you should be able to color something on.
But it was interesting is that you would send in the text chain, like his Night of the Notables routine or whatever.
Yeah.
And if Aaron, if you would have actually listened to it.
I saw the picture of him and I saw that you alluded to the Bobby Knight thing, but I thought he was somebody else notable from Indiana. And then
is for there the anyone else notable?
It, no, I couldn't think of anybody, but I thought, well, why is he, maybe he's doing the state of Indiana. Yeah. Anyways, I'll go back and listen to it.
Had you listened to it, but
just a lot going on.
Having had listened to it, I couldn't help but notice
his voice is kind of dropped down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's at that age. Yeah.
Things
getting
are
a little
dropping.
Hair in the armpits. Yes. And yeah.
Needing
I don't want to throw
that's definitely true.
I don't want to throw your wife under the bus, but we were having this conversation and apparently she had walked in at the wrong time and was like, I gotta go.
Meaning he was in the shower or something, not anything else.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to insinuate anything other than she said, like, oh my goodness, there's hair where there hadn't been hair before. Where did my baby go?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Google Memories showed me a video from whatever, 7 years ago or something, a couple days ago. And I thought the exact same thing because you don't notice it because it's gradual when you live with them, right? Yep. But then I see this video and I'm like, that doesn't even, I don't remember him sounding like that. I'm just so accustomed to the way he sounds now, but stark contrast and
Wyatt's going to love this episode.
Oh yeah, he's going to love it.
It's all right, Wyatt. It happened to all of us.
It did.
Just be happy your entire face works.
For now. He's not 41 yet.
That's true. Was he at the age where you get the chicken pox vaccine?
Does anybody? Oh, yeah, that's right. Nobody really gets the chicken pox anymore.
Right. You don't have the chicken pox parties like what you did.
Well, I think you get the vaccine when you're really young so that you never get it. So, yeah, he would have had it.
I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't sure
the
when
old
that
seven
had started.
Way, and then they'd poor you.
What?
What?
Are you cattle?
He's talking about cattle stuff. The poor on ivermectin.
Give you the 7 way and the poor on.
Ivermectin.
Does the pour on, is that for the flies or is that
everything?
COVID.
The pour on for COVID.
Here we go.
No, that's part of the 7 way. Remember when that happened? They were like, look at this cattle thing. Cows can get coronavirus. I thought this just started today. No, we don't have time for that.
But you continue to astound me about how much you can teach about life via cattle. It reminds me of this situation.
It's everything I see, not everything, but most things I see in the world, you can relate back to cattle. And a lot of times it's not appropriate to say.
Hey, I was trying to think back to the last one we had the other day. And
Watching women's basketball and saying some of these gals have different
builds. Lightly.
They just have different builds.
Tread lightly.
Okay.
And when you're a cattleman, cattle all
you're
have
thinking
different
about
builds too.
Sorry, brought it up.
And that's where I'm going to leave it.
Okay.
Don't think you helped yourself.
No, I don't know. I don't think I said anything that bad. You select
science.
For particular traits.
Because science.
You're not. I'll stop.
Yeah, I don't know why he brought this up, to be honest, other than back you into a corner.
I forgot that was
that
the
that's
context.
What it was about?
I forgot. I just knew that it was like, oh, yeah, that's right, because then you had a textbook, and
Yeah, I did. I went straight to the textbook, opened it up, took a picture, and said, see?
See, doesn't she remind you of a jersey?
And now look at this pulled Hereford. So,
No.
Don't.
And for the record, Wayne and I did not agree, or we just kind of It was crickets.
We put our notifications kinda on mute when you started doing that. <Yeah. laughs>
Speaking of conversations you back away from, right?
Yeah, you were way into the science, man. You were.
I was talking.
So is that like a nightly thing for you? Or like, getting ready for bed. What bovine periodical shall I peruse today?
Do you get Drover's magazine?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't?
I get the Stockman Grass Farmer.
You're not a real cattleman.
No, I'm not a real cattleman.
Drover's, is that like Penthouse?
For cows.
Well, yeah.
Look at the udders on
I don't that recall one. A centerfold, but...
Or was there
I a, mean, there might be.
Was there a write-in? Never mind.
No, but I have...
Took him a minute. But he knows where I'm at.
I do know.
Aaron is like,
no, I have no idea.
Dear Drovers, I never thought it would happen to me. Is that where you were kind of going with that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Did you... okay. I'm going to say, did you guys, Mitch, did you ever have a hollowed out stump or
this
log?
Would be the third time we've heard about your hollowed out.
Yeah, no, and of course not. Yeah.
Okay. But did I say it on the air?
Yes, you talked about your stash for inappropriate periodicals. We know all about it.
This is where
good times. Guys used to have a suspended ceiling in your bedroom. Oh, my goodness. No.
Really?
No, we didn't.
You didn't go out there and smoke Marlboro Reds and look at inappropriate magazines when you were 11?
God, those
were. And then at 12, bring MD 2020?
No. Now, no. That's false, sir.
What?
I didn't drink that shit.
I thought you did one really? Time.
No, I drank just...
Yes, he did.
No, I drank the vodka and just poured water back in the jug because, you know, it's clear and...
Well, that works about twice. Mom never know.
Yep. Mom was pissed. Not that I was drinking it, but that I was watering down her booze.
You're wasting money, son.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was top shelf stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was like Phillips.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have poured rubbing alcohol back in and she wouldn't have known the difference.
Yeah, probably right. This iron butterfly tastes a little more butterfly than I remember. Or maybe a little more iron than I remember. But those were good times because, yeah, I remember. I mean, it's fun to think back on it now. Like, I really did. God, I was an idiot.
What happens if Ava grows up and pulls some of the stunts you pulled?
She won't.
She's a good kid?
Yep, she's a good
kid.
She's
better than that?
Yep, 100%.
And you live on South 9th. People around here don't behave like that.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying that I'm not ready to think about my daughter being any older than the age that she is right now. And that's it. End of conversation. You jackass. But now your daughter is much older.
Right.
And
you were talking about the Facebook memory things. Your phone will pop up a memory. Hey, remember when you were in the Black Hills 2 years ago? Here's a picture of your family. You look at your kids and go,
who are they?
They were that small?
Holy crap. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter's just shot up. Just shot up and become a young lady.
And have you sat her down and pulled out one of your bovine textbooks and said, here's where you are. Here's where you will go.
What will happen?
You know, when crossed with this other trait.
That's right.
Yeah.
No. So she actually has a school project going on as well. She's not dressing up as Bobby Knight.
Shame. Well, that's a shame.
It is a shame. Or as the coach of the Iowa Hawkeye women's team, Lisa Bluter.
Bluter. Yep. And did you ever watch 30 Rock?
Yeah.
So, you know, Jack's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Spitting image of Lisa Bluter.
Never thought of that, but yeah, you're
every
right.
time I see her, it's like, it's Jack's mom. I'm just talking about how disappointed she is. But anyway, continue, Aaron.
So it's eighth grade science fair. So it's Sanborn Christian, eighth grade. It's time for science fair. And Asa, if we're going to do a school project, we're going, and I have to put money into it, there's going to be a return on investment.
True. Yep.
Okay. We're not going to find out what batteries last the longest and then put them into something and just let it burn and then got no good out of those batteries or what have you. We buy chicks and we raise them for chickens. And what Asa did was he put one group under LED lighting, one group under fluorescent lighting, because it's a real world thing. A chicken barn says, do we replace all our fluorescents with LEDs, or will that negatively affect the chickens? Because LED lighting is like turning on and off how many times a second.
Because of the frequency.
And some people it can give headaches to.
Yep.
So anyways, he did that. This year, Bella is raising chickens. And this idea was originally from my landlady. And Bella loved it. But we have one group, 10 chicks, and another group, 10 chicks. And the one, they both get treated the same in that they eat and drink the same. But one group, Bella goes out there, picks up every chicken every day, or little chicks they were, picks them up every day, pets them, and tells them that she loves them.
Oh, really?
And does that affect the growth of a chicken, or how they behave and how they appear? So those three things.
How do you judge that?
Just visual appearance and
look at the plumage on that one.
Yeah.
You can tell she was well loved.
So we're weighing these things, and like a week and a half ago, I helped her weigh them, and I'm like, they're the same weight. I'm going to have to cheat without my daughter's knowledge to be sure that we get the desired result.
Sure.
Can you imagine doing a science fair project on that and seeing no difference in results? Yeah,
right. But that proves something in itself.
No. You need to find something out.
You did. You found out that
it made no difference. Other than, so here's what's interesting.
I think she should have yelled at the other ones.
Right. Yeah. Do better. Grow faster.
Yeah, get angry at them.
Right.
So when I looked at the chicks with her and we had them side by side in the pen, the group that she held every day, they were starting to get their cream-colored feathers and the other group was not. So you could see that they were developing a little quicker in their feather development, but the weight was the same. It's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Yesterday, weighed them again. There was 10 of them and they were over, and you weigh them as a group and then divide it by the number of chickens, and the total group weight was over a pound heavier of the group she's handling. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
But how much difference was there to begin with? None?
No difference.
You weighed them before?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you had control.
Because about week and a half, we've been weighing them, and they've been the same, and I'm like, what a disaster.
Finally
yesterday.
Do you account for like the fox or muskrat or whatever is like your apex
probably
predator
lost a couple.
On your yard?
No, they're in the barn. Nothing can get in the barn. There's only one way in and one way out.
Sure.
Well, nothing could crawl up into your bedroom either, but
we know exactly how they got in.
Them.
It's just one, but you know how that is these days.
Mitch has nightmares about your rat more than you do.
Right. Oh, I really kind of forgotten about the whole situation. We've got one more chance to weigh, and then next Friday night, is the science fair where the parents and grandparents, uncles and aunts all come and we'll check out her findings. And I was so thankful that when they were weighed last night, they weighed more. Because I was contemplating, maybe I take water away from the one group for 24 hours so they're dehydrated.
Well, these ones are dead.
Well, no, just about dead. And then weigh them, you know, and Bella would come in and be like, why are these all lethargic? And don't worry about that, Bella. Don't worry about that.
Just ruin your theory over here. Just write it down.
Get them into this box and let's set it on the scale. Dad, I don't know what's wrong. Don't worry about it. So thankfully, I won't have to cheat.
Well, that study does remind me of my early 20s.
Oh,
all the chicks that I held were significantly of larger weight. Back with segment three.
Wow.
After this.
Did you hit record?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, for sure.
So are you recording now?
I am recording now, yes.
For sure it does. Okay.
Well, you lost the magic. You killed it.
So
you took out the fire extinguisher and
Only because you're so scared about saying something controversial.
No, I'm not scared about saying anything controversial.
As a banker, I welcome all new business opportunities, even if your business plan is shit and you're going to fail.
That is... what? I've never said anything of the sort.
I know. That's why I didn't record it.
So we had 10 minutes of excellent conversation on the wisdom or lack thereof of somebody saying, I'm going on my own. In 2024. In 1989, my dad went on his own. He was working for a company called Scale Gas, which was a nationwide propane provider. They had an office in Sanborn. And he worked there for a lot of years through the 80s. Tough times.
How did he get lined up with that?
He had worked at the old Vanderwoody Oil automobile shop, repair shop before. And then
was he hauling?
Yeah, he went there. Well, then he started at Scale Gas and started hauling propane for Scale Gas. There was a manager in the building.
Okay.
And Dad learned everything he needed to know, and he wasn't getting paid
what he thought he should,
anything yeah. at all. And here, Mom and Dad got six kids. I would have been 9 years old at the time. Or three kids.
I
was going to say. Three kids. I don't know why I was thinking six.
Did he have another family? Or is this
with you three,
having six kids. Well, the three of us, and yeah, I remember the change at the supper table when my mom and dad started talking about whether or not dad could quit the 9 to 5 and start on his own, because dad used to, you'd be done eating supper, you'd read devotions, you'd pray, and then dad would be like, all right, I'm cool, dad, let's play, let's roughhouse, let's do whatever, and it stopped. And for weeks, my mom and dad were having serious conversations when supper was complete. Because, hey, dad comes home. All right, it's time for supper. Supper's over. All right, kids, leave. Mom and dad and finally one day I brought that up. And then they told me at 9 years old, as much as I could understand then, that were thinking that dad was going to start his own business. And he did. And that was a huge step. But now you look at what he provided for me, for my sisters, and... yeah, it was the right decision, but it was tough.
But yeah, in order to get there, you guys had to live the meager life.
Oh, yeah. And you have to remember, too, that my mom and dad decided that Christian education was a non-negotiable.
Sure.
So not only did they have to hope that enough money was going to come in that they could pay the water bill, the light bill, and the grocery bill, and a house that they purchased in 1978 at 12%. Interest.
Yeah.
And probably had been refinanced by that point, but not at 2.75% like we had a couple years ago.
Right.
So they were paying 9-10 grand to the school on top of everything else. So they just made the decision, the only way we can pull this off is you go on your own. And dad was successful out of the gate with a lot of people that came on board. But the business that he left tried to run him into the ground.
Sure. And how dare you?
Yeah. How dare you? And they dropped their price, and they could because they were a nationwide provider.
I noticed they're not around anymore.
They're not around anymore. No, they. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that what happened was they performed so poorly on their margins to try to drive my dad out of business that they closed the branch.
Wow.
So...
that worked well.
Dad won.
but
it was a lot of years.
Well, and it caused him a lot of stress. And eroded his margins at the same time.
Yep. So, but now you have what I do, which is owned by what him and Mom have. And so that was 1989 until today. So, yeah, when people want to visit with me about starting their own business, my perspective is going to be different because I was hopping on a train that was already moving, and
I think you're selling yourself a little bit short, whereas the train might have been moving, but that's only from you have a bank.
cool.
Yeah, we had cash flow.
But you don't have like an existing someone who does HVAC and does plumbing and, you know, then performs those tasks to be like, oh, well, now I've cultivated a customer base. I have processes and procedures in place.
I can see what you're saying, though. You personally were not going to go broke with your experiment of going into business.
Worst case scenario.
Nor were your parents.
Right.
The worst case scenario, you sold the truck and the equipment that you guys bought.
And said, well, I'll just haul propane for dad.
Right.
And there are days that I think that may have been the right decision. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, so one of the most fascinating things about going into business for myself, and then I would add guys, my mom said something one time that stuck with me, and she said, I don't care about making money. I care about you hiring guys that are the breadwinners for their homes and they provide for their families.
Wow.
It's like, oof.
That's
I thought we were here to get rich.
Can we do both?
Yeah. Right. But yeah, when mom said that, she just, you know, her perspective on why we started business, they started it so they could do the non-negotiables.
Sure.
And when I started and you added young guys, mom said the reason you're doing that is because you are giving these guys quality jobs.
Right.
That hopefully they are paying them well. And they're able to have decent things and
have the ability to have the life that Gerald did not have while he was working for that company.
And I think, because I remember like a couple of the fun things from 1989 and the early 90s. They had a sud saver for the washing machine, which a tub that the washing machine dumped the water into to reuse for your next load.
Holy cow.
Yeah, because how much does it cost in 2024 to go from 2,000 to 3,000 gallons of water? Another $5?
Yeah.
Maybe 10?
I don't even know. That's sad, right? But that kind of tells you how we think.
Poured tons of time into not having to spend that extra $5 or $10. Don't touch.
Don't touch.
The $5 or $10 for the next thousand gallons. And then I remember you get into wintertime and there would be two rooms on the main floor of the house you wouldn't use. So they hung blankets in the doorways and just closed the registers. You know, I always joke that mom and dad sent me to heating and cooling school so I could put air conditioning in their house. You know, we never had AC. There was a window unit in mom and dad's bedroom. And the door was shut all the time.
You're right.
Can you open the door and set a fan and blow some of that down the hallway, please? No, it's hardly cold enough in here to sleep. Yeah. So, you know, they do have the different perspective than what I have because I was able to, and I'll still say it, hop on the moving train. And there wasn't the risk that, like, when you started in business, if it failed, there were bills you weren't going to be able to pay.
Right.
It's no different than I know people who started farming on their own, but their dad farmed, but dad didn't really help them. They had to go do it on their own. But there is the added security of knowing that if something went bad, even though maybe dad didn't co-sign for you, you knew that farm you bought, your dad would maybe buy or something. Yeah. There's a little bit of a built-in safety net. And I say that not to take away from anyone or their accomplishments or achievements, and same to you, but just knowing that you have that there,
I think, and unfortunately, what happens
to take the risk, right?
When you have that backing and you know that backing is there, you don't take things as serious as what maybe you ought.
Right.
Well, if we're not going to make the $1,000 on this, well, whatever. There's more fish.
Mm-hmm. So when I started when John Hellinger and I started our business, it was, we were both sick of our bosses, thought we could we could do better on our own, make the money for ourselves. And I remember distinctly thinking, like, if we can get this work done, we could buy a pizza. Like that was our splurge, you know, like we covered our costs and whatever else, but like we get enough to get a pizza, like the company could pay for a meal. But that was, you know, at that time I was still working part time at the radio station just to try and make ends meet. John was still working part time at Digital Plus, and we were just like, okay, well, this is what we're going to cultivate this. And, you know, if we can make it to the point where us two guys can be our own bosses we're good. That's all we need. And now we're, you know, 11 years removed, three locations, you know, 12 guys, it's a little mind-boggling to look back on that. But I also, you know, I didn't think about it like what maybe I should have. Like, oh, well, shit, what if this doesn't work? We're like, ah, you know what? I think it's the worst.
That's the bank's problem.
Yeah, it is. And O'Brien County Economic Development's problem.
They didn't even check to see if I owned this LLC.
Oh, my God.
They just let me sign for it.
That's good. Back around.
That's good.
But thankfully, through the help of good support and credit cards, we're able to still be here.
Right.
11 years later.
What started this conversation, if the listeners are wondering, how'd you guys get it? I had a young man ask me if we could visit because he's contemplating going out on his own. And you think, boy, where you're at now, are there places you, it depends on where you work, is the conclusion he came to.
What are you giving up?
What are you giving up? And where are you at with your family? Kids, no kids, wife work, not work, where's... And the big thing these days, health insurance.
Yes.
It's a huge deal.
And it's a shame that that drives so much of our occupation and where you work or don't work and that type of thing. But it's a fact. That's what we have to deal with.
Mitch, would you say that there are people that work for your company that do it because, not because of the breadwinner, but because of the insurance benefit?
Oh, yeah. And I think you would say that about a lot of jobs.
Sure.
There's a lot of spouses of a business owner who need to go work elsewhere. And maybe they hire someone to do something that they could do, but it's, you know, more cost effective for them to work somewhere else and take advantage of the benefits and then hire someone for their business to do what the spouse could be doing. I mean, that's pretty commonplace.
It is. Yeah. You know? And it's interesting how much that colors the perspective of someone who wants to actually get into business. You know, when I have someone, you know, because I'll have people ask me that question too, like that want to sit down and pick my brain, like, I got this idea, da 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 da. And I make it a point to come up with every single negative thing that I can think of about this, you know, about being an entrepreneur, about, you know, maybe their particular trade that they want to perform, and just say, hey, you need to come face to face with all these potential realities. If you can do that, look yourself in the mirror, look your spouse in the face and say, yeah, I'm okay with the risk because I think that the reward will be better, then by all means, go for it. But I've said this before, but when we started our business, we had Mark Gall at the SCDC who said, okay, well, how's your great idea better than any of the other 10 I've heard this week, which he didn't hear any, but he was very nice to make me think that I needed to make damn sure that I had my T's crossed and I's dotted, and I did not. But he also pointed me into resources where I could. So that part helped, but the idea that you're just like, well, you know, if you build it, they will come. It's not that.
And the thing I see, like from a banker's perspective, is you got to be willing to be all in. Because I've had people present ideas to me and they're like, you know, I'm going to put it all in an LLC. And I'm like, okay, so is there any collateral in the LLC? Well, no, I mean, I'm not going to risk my house or anything.
Right. Yep.
Well, okay. If you don't believe in it enough to do that,
Why should I?
You know, and maybe there are ways to get around that, but if your attitude is, well, I need to shield myself from all risk, and Mr. Banker, that's your job,
then you're not.
You don't believe in it either, right? I kind of feel
and,
like,
and
right?
And you don't have the stomach to make some of those decisions. Yeah,
and then maybe that's not for you to be able to be the entrepreneur if you can't handle that kind of risk.
That's right.
Yeah. And I mean, who am I to talk? I've never worked for myself, but other than a little side gig of farming. And again, I'm under the wing of my dad, so that makes it so much easier for me to be able to do that.
He's taking all my fodder.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
That's right. It's true, though. You had to get it out there quick.
Well,
yeah. When that gentleman called and asked if I'd be willing to sit down with him, it's like, I'm old enough now. I've reached 40. I've got some gray hair. I'm old enough now to have a different perspective than when I was 30 or maybe even 35.
Well, how old were you? You were younger than that when you started your business.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, it's just...
But it's like you just now at 40, you feel... And maybe... But
at the same time, though, I guess the one little bit of devil's advocate that I will play is... You know, you're 40 plus, so you're looking at all the risks and all the downfalls. Like, you need a little bit of the naivete. Like, you need a little bit of the, you know what? No, this is going to work, and I'm going to make damn sure it does. Like, because
if you don't
you don't have that as much when you're 40 as you do when you're 20. And sometimes you get kicked in the teeth. And that's just how life works. But if you don't have that initial spark and that initial drive, then it's not going to turn into shit anyway.
You know, when he called and asked, I thought, oh, that's so nice of you to think that I would
make it. You think I'm successful? Right.
So I had a call two nights ago that was from a senior in high school who had heard that he should talk to me about how he should pursue a career in heating, cooling, plumbing. And I thought, oh... That's so nice of you to think that what I have to say is worthwhile. And yeah, and I just really found it interesting because he wanted to know if going to school for heating and cooling was worth it. I said, it can be. I said, you're in school right now? Yeah. I said, are you excited about graduation? Oh, yeah, real excited. I said, what gets you really excited knowing you only have a handful of weeks left? I never have to sit in another freaking classroom again.
Right.
School ain't for you, son.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't be wasting your time going to a tech school when you can't handle sitting in a class, because it's going to be a waste of 2 years for you, because all you're going to do is look out that window and dream.
And then money on top of it.
Yeah. So go work for somebody. Go work at a business that has an apprenticeship program and start putting your hours in.
And then if you don't like it, you didn't pay a bunch of tuition for something that you're not going to use.
And you can... Yeah, so it was a great conversation with him. And, of course, I had a pretty good, you know, you can always come to Sheldon, you know, work for me.
Right.
So, and because he was actually from up, I think, even into Minnesota, kind of up by Rock Rapids north.
Oh, like Laverne area. Yep.
Yeah. But his sibling knows somebody who knows me. And, yeah, so that was really a fun conversation. We have a kid that's a senior in high school right now that's going to graduate in a month, and he's going to come work for us full time. He's going to enter the apprenticeship program.
Is this the one that we've talked smack about?
Yes, the one that's still dating the girl.
And they've actually spoken in person. They've
spoken to each other. Yes.
Well,
yeah. Oh, he's taking my pickup to prom. It's going to be so clean. Yes.
Yeah,
it's
going to be so clean. You better start cleaning it now.
No. I clean it. No. That's his job.
That's his job. He wants to clean.
You can't give it to him in the condition that you have it in.
Bullshit.
I'm going to put a big cardboard box in the back seat, say put everything that's in the inside into that cardboard box. You can set that in your dad's garage and then spit shine this baby.
Yep.
And you can take it to prom.
And then after you're done gravel traveling, I want you to clean it again upon delivery.
And I want all those nickels. You throw them in the back end. Don't, not in the ditch.
Right. Don't you dare be throwing them in the ditch.
Well,
on that, don't do that.
On that thought, we'll put an amen on this sermon. Thank you for listening. Remember, sponsorship opportunities are available.
Thanks, Adam.
And Adam Hibbing. We can use. Yes, we will use both names. We've made it all the way through both podcasts. Now
he's going to regret that.
Yeah. But if you want to sponsor, just hit us up at DBA Pod on most of your social media and also Venmo. The cost is a measly $75 or preferred $50 plus a case of beer. But talk to us first about to whom you write the check, because there might be someone that's not happy.
Thankfully, there's still a branch out there that will take.
You know what? I'm the only person.
To Craig, we go.
All right. All right. To Craig. I'll honk when going through Struble.
I'm the only one here that's never gotten payment for anything on this show.
That's because you haven't earned anything.
That's a bunch of baloney. Start earning, we'll talk payment.
Yeah. And until next time, we'll see you.
Oh.